Now, friends, as we come here to this man, Samson, I hope that we dispel the notion that he was a great, big, robust, virile picture of health. No, he was not. He was anemic-looking. He looked like he had one foot in a grave and the other in a banana peeling. And his picture is not after taking the tonic or the vitamins with the big bulging muscles, but it's before taking the little dried-up weasel. That is Samson. But the thing that made it amazing was the fact that this man, the Spirit of God would come upon him, and it was obvious that it was God moving through him. Now, I feel like he's assisting about every department that you can look at him. And we'll notice today, beginning of chapter 14, how this begins to come out in his life. And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I've seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her from me to wife. Now, I submit to you that that's a sissy that would do that. Why didn't he go and talk to the woman and tell her that he loved her and wanted to marry her? And why didn't he go and talk to the father that in that day it had to be some sort of a business arrangement? Why didn't he take care of that? He's a sissy, friends. Mom and Papa's going to have to go down and do this for him. This is Samson. Verse 3, then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Now, he's going to use this as a ruse, you see, in order that he might deliver Israel. And he starts off well. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. Now, they were told a Nazarite was to keep away from the grapes, but not him. And he came to the vineyard of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, treated him like he would a little lamb. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. Mom and Papa had to go along in order for him to talk to the woman. Now, we find that verse 8 now of chapter 14 of Judges, after a time he returned to take her. He turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. Behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating and came to his father and mother. He gave them and they did eat. He told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion.